again, we do apologize for the late start. Circumstances totally beyond my control. I'm going to start off this afternoon with something that has been happening to Dominicans and a few Nigerians, I suspect. It's taking on a big scam, and a few Dominicans have fallen victim. Somebody called me last week, wanted to engage me and tell me that they insist I participate in some group discussion. Given my sort of thinking and the insistence that was going on, I said, what? I never thought I was part of any group involving Nigerians. But he insisted that I participate and log in. While some Dominicans have fallen victim to this scam, and our own Richie and from our newsroom caught up and spoke to Richie Farrell and spoke in an exclusive interview with one of the fallen victims. Dominica, be on the lookout. People are desperate. Well, let's listen to this interview, exclusive interview with Richie Farrell from the news desk.
But this time we're speaking with one of the victims of the current hacking that seems to be going on, originating from Nigeria, based on investigations. We're speaking with the executive director of the Circle of Friends and also executive director of the Achievement Learning Center, who unfortunately fell victim to one of these scams. Miss Beverly LeBlanc, how are you today?
I'm much better compared to last week.
I'm so sorry you went through that, but give us a walkthrough as to how this all started and a synopsis into how this scam impacted your life and what you had to do to resolve it.
Okay, normally I don't take calls very early in the morning, but that particular morning I was really getting ready to go to work because I had to complete some assignments that the grade would do the particular day. And I saw the call, which was a long distance call. And knowing that I've been working on planning different projects and have regional partners, so I picked up the call. And the person talked about, okay, there's a meeting on every dot Black Caribbean, which I am part of. Mm. At the time, I thought that, because I had not attended a few meetings, at the time I thought that the coordinator had recruited someone just to find, get a feel from the different members, okay, where they are we still interested, are we still going to the group? So I kind of went on with the conversation. But I was doing that, but I was doing so many other things. And by the time I figured, when I they asked for a link for a meeting, and then lo and behold, I didn't realize that's what they were really getting access to my WhatsApp. And so by the time I realized, I'm like, oh my God, look what happened to me. So I called my mom at the time, and I asked her to alert my family members. But they were very quick, because they had a run, they got access to, they were contacting people from all, everyone I had on my account. They were contacting people, and even when they send messages, they were like, okay, nobody can access that message, only the admin. And but so people were calling me, you know, asking. But the good thing about it is those who call it were like, Miss, especially my students, they would say, Miss, I realized that wasn't you because of the tone, because you never ask for money, you know, my network, they were like, okay, the way the person was speaking, that's not the tone, you know. But at the end of the day, I felt violated, because then everybody was calling, and then you don't even know what to tell the people. I don't know where the people were from, and they were just calling people, and they were giving everybody a different story, even using some things that I would say, like, okay, I can't talk now, I'm in a meeting with students, you know, and so it was really an ordeal that affects me mentally and socially.
Yeah, I can imagine, and we're getting reports that this is now happening to a lot of people in Dominica. They seem to be on a campaign to scam as much Dominicans as possible. Give us an idea as to what you actually did, you know, in terms of attempting to stop this. You said you...
So what I did was, when my students called me, particularly my students, I said, okay, this is what I want you to do. I need you to send a broadcast message or put something on your status that if you get any message from that number, this is not me, Cleveland. When my friends call me, I'd ask them, you know, so it was kind of...
I'm getting a lot of reports as to the level, the volume on this one, so we decided to just add some more volume to this. So we started from the very beginning, this scam by some Nigerians, huh?
But this time we're speaking with one of the victims of the current hacking that seems to be going on, originating from Nigeria, based on investigations. We're speaking with the executive director of the Circle of Friends and also executive director of the Achievement Learning Center, who unfortunately fell victim to one of these scams. Miss Beverly LeBlanc, how are you today?
I'm much better compared to last week.
I'm so sorry you went through that, but give us a walk through as to how this all started and a synopsis into how this scam impacted your life and what you had to do to resolve it.
Okay, normally I don't take calls very early in the morning, but that particular morning I was really getting ready to go to work because I had to complete some assignments that the grade would do the particular day, and I saw the call, which was a long-distance call, and knowing that I've been working on planning different projects and have regional partners, so I picked up the call, and the person talked about, okay, there's a meeting on Every Dot Black Caribbean, which I am part of.
Mm.
At the time, I thought that, because I had not attended a few meetings, at the time I thought that the coordinator had recruited someone just to find, get a feel from the different members, okay, where they are we still interested, are we still going to the group? So I kind of went on with the conversation. But I was doing that, but I was doing so many other things, and by the time I figured, when I asked for a link for a meeting, and then lo and behold, I didn't realize that's what they was really getting access to my WhatsApp. And so by the time I realized, I'm like, oh my God, look what happened to me. So I called my mom at the time, and I asked her to get to alert my family members. But they were very quick, because they had a run, they got access to, they were contacting people from everyone I had on my account. They were contacting people, and even when they sent messages, they were like, okay, nobody can access that message, only the admin. And so people were calling me, you know, asking. But the good thing about it is those who call it were like, Miss, especially my students, they'll say, Miss, I realized that wasn't you because of the tone, because you never asked for money. You know, my network, they were like, okay, the way the person was speaking, that's not the tone, you know. But at the end of the day, I felt violated, because then everybody was calling, and then you don't even know what to tell the people. I don't know where the people were from, and they were just calling people, and they were giving everybody a different story, even using some things that I would say, like, okay, I can't talk now, I'm in a meeting with students, you know, and so it was really an ordeal that affects me mentally and socially.
Yeah, I can imagine, and we're getting reports that this is now happening to a lot of people in Dominica. They seem to be on a campaign to scam as much Dominicans as possible. Give us an idea as to what you actually did, you know, in terms of attempting to stop this. You said you...
So what I did was, when my students called me, particularly my students, I said, okay, this is what I want you to do. I needed to send a broadcast message or put something on your status that if you get any message from that number, this is not me sleeping. When my friends call me out, ask them, you know, so it was kind of, they were just kind of relaying the message. Some didn't get it because they were really, really, really sweet. They were not wasting any time. And then, so when my students would comment, okay, this is not me, this is what I wanted to do. So for the entire day, I was getting all these calls, but I was asking them to do that. They were like, okay, miss, I will delete the number, I will block the number. So I asked them to just delete the number, block my number, take out that number completely from the system. Eventually, I had to go and change the number and then get a whole new profile, because even if I change the number, then I had to wait long because WhatsApp would not give me access to the account. So then I had to write reports. Luckily, I have good friends who are very good in technology who really assisted me, you know, because I was like, what am I going to do? So people who are good in technology, thank God for good network, who really assisted me to put the report together and was able to get my WhatsApp resolved. And once that was done, I now had to use a whole different name. I could not use Beverly Deepler again. I had to use a whole different name, a whole different profile. So that's what I have been telling people who had me on their contact to remove, take out that old number, take out 613-1959. This number no longer exists. Remove that number and then add me on another, on my new name, which I've already sent to them. So that's basically what I had to do. But I'm still hearing now that they are still doing it, because right now, I mean, I had to be deleted from all WhatsApp groups. And once I get my new number, then they had to add me back. But then they are still doing it now, you know. And so it's like they, right now they're on a rampage, and the kind of excuses that they use, you know. Unfortunately, I think I only got a call from one of my students who actually felt trapped with, because she was like, miss, if it was me, you would have helped me. I saw that message and I just went ahead. So I've asked her to use the receipt from MoneyGram. If MoneyGram can track, you know, because somebody received the money, so see if they can track it, maybe they can cut the hackers. Mm. So, yeah.
Wow. Well, that's definitely quite the experience there, Ms. Libla. I just apologize that you had to go through that. In terms of the student who actually fell victim, I do hope that, in fact, they were able to track down.
I did advise her to do that, you know. She felt victim to it. So.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
she felt victim to it.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time out. We'll do our best to get your story out. And this really is an unfortunate situation to you who went through it, and also to the other Dominicans now going through this.
Yeah.
It is quite the unfortunate circumstance. So.
Yes, it is. You know, and people are passing the message along. So I am just hoping that, you know, we can just be on the alert, you know, and watch out for these things, you know, because using technology can be our friend, but right now it has become our enemy. So, so yes, it has. So we just have to be on the alert and look out for each other.
So if you notice some strange activity, people asking for some information, be very, very careful. Somebody is inserting, man, these Nigerians may be right here in Dominica. These scammers are heavy in your email, eh? Somebody says, Matt, they tried it on me. I almost fell victim. Then they tried to get access to you, your WhatsApp, by sending you a link and asking you for access number. That happened to me last week, but what I did, I blocked it off. Anything I suspect is something suspicious, I just block you off. So be very, very careful. Somebody said her daughter got a call from these people as well. So we just warning, be very, very careful. To paint a broad brush on all Nigerians, I think a few Nigerians may be involved, but I don't want to paint a broad brush on every Nigerian, huh? On the telephone, good afternoon to you, yeah? Yes?
Yes, good afternoon, man. How are you?
How are you doing? How are you doing?
Yeah, Matt, I think I was one of the first person who tried to inform you of what's happening and was about to alert the general public of that situation. I know you did said that you did ask me whether I would be able to speak to the public about it. And I know that that same day you had a lot on your plate.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to you?
Yes, my WhatsApp was hacked. What actually happened, I'm part of several groups on island. One, I am part of the White Political Cooperative, which I'm the vice chair. I'm part of the Agricultural Alliance for the Caribbean, of which I'm the vice chair. And I'm also on the Caribbean Agricultural Farmers Forum. And so what they did, they used that forum now to invite me to a Zoom meeting. And while they sent me the link, and as soon as I click on the link, that was it. I wait, and then they tell me just wait in the next few minutes because a few farmers have already in for the meeting, and they're happy to have me. And so just wait a few minutes, and I will be in the meeting. So I say, okay, let me wait. About 10 minutes, I was not getting anything. I went back to my regular WhatsApp and go back to the group to see if they sent any information to me to attend a meeting. From that, I just could not have access my WhatsApp, and that was it. Just could not access my WhatsApp, and that was it. And so what the person did, they were requesting money. It was like me requesting money. That's my card warrant done. Okay, calling my name. So they were asking money. It's like Michael Warrington, and they go through all my contacts.
Wow.
And telling them, look, that I am requesting money. In fact, somebody, maybe about 5 minutes after, somebody came to my home, and when they arrived, I was not there, but they called me by phone and said, look, they got the money for me. Another lady, or maybe on one night, called me and said, but you did not pass for the money. Because they and the good thing about it is, the people they were asking for wire transfer. So and it was a Sunday, they hacked my WhatsApp. So you know, on Sundays in Dominica, nothing can happen. So they asked, okay. So when they requested the money, the person tell them, okay, do you have an account number that we can? They say no, you don't need no account number. Just send it on XYZ and wire transfer, and I think there is this other system we call Zelle.
Yes.
Yes, and they ask them to send it through that process. So I say, you know, in fact, somebody told me just recently, they saw me on breaking news that, you know, look out for me because I'm all over the place asking people money. But I don't ask people money. I don't borrow money from people. If I want to borrow money, I go to the bank. And so we need to be on the alert. And what these scammers are doing, they're using a lot of forums. They can invite you to Zoom meetings. Be careful when you click on that link. They are also asking you. In fact, I changed my number. For that matter, I changed my number.
What?
And I changed my number the Monday. Would you imagine the Tuesday they tried to put my next number?
You're joking.
So they are out there.
One evening, somebody trying something. I said, but that doesn't sound, you know, familiar. So I just blocked that number, and they never reached out to me
and
again.
And the sad thing is, that seems to be a network, because the first person who invited me to the meeting, and there is a group that was a woman.
Yes.
And the next day, which was a Monday, when I went, I checked my number. Tuesday, it was a man. Do you understand? So it seems like there is a network, and these guys are really out there. So I'm sorry for those who are falling prey to this, but we just need to be...
So you're saying somebody actually brought you money because you were in need of money. That's what the impression they gave.
And that's it. And I will tell you, Matt, I mean, people know me. If I need But if you know, if you really know me in person, and I ask you, you'll give me.
Of course, I know.
That's the kind of person I am. And this is the way they ask, and they said, look, they are having problems to transfer some money. And so, send the money, and the next day they refund.
Uh-oh.
And I can tell you, a few people just called me to give me that money.
Oh, my God.
You know, yeah, a few people just called me, and you know, when those things happen, Matthew, that all that does will be make me understand. I'm loved, man. I'm loved. But people, let's be careful. Out there, I mean, people desperate. They're desperate, and they will use every means necessary to see how they can live large on you. So be careful out there.
All right. Thank you, sir. We do appreciate your calling and explaining just what is going on. Might I suggest, somebody saying, when someone gets a call and you don't recognize the number, don't answer. Plus, once these guys get your money or info, they change number or link. Most of them scam artists do their scam on the internet cafe. All right, 449-3095. I'm sure there are others with similar stories. Hello, good afternoon to you. Watch out for the scammers. Talk to me.
Okay. I got three missed calls from a WhatsApp number, a strange number.
Okay.
So what I did, I returned the call. So when I returned the call, the accent the person answered, I could not understand.
Right.
So when I called my daughter and tell her, she told me to block the number is a scam, and then I never get any call again from the number.
So you never got any calls again?
No, because I blocked it.
Same thing I did. I blocked that number.
Yes, I blocked the number. Mm.
All right, caller, thank you very much. Hello? Yes?
Matt?
Yes?
Oh, boy, you like to block fast just like me?
I like
Matt, it. Some weeks ago, I used to get WhatsApp messages that you have some money there, send account, whatever. Huh? I say, okay, I blocked the number. A woman come back. I block it again. You see, I'm talking about blocking.
Uh-huh.
I will not answer questions. All of them, I blocking them. You will not come back. I don't have time. Thank you, man.
Well, that's my approach. Huh? I just block everything I don't understand. I don't know. Hello, talk to me on the telephone. Yes. Uh huh.
Yeah, good afternoon, Mark.
Good afternoon to you, sir. Good afternoon.
That is Christian from Poncho.
Okay. Good afternoon to you, sir.
I don't usually call you a radio station, but
yes.
Because I was one of the victim also.
Wow.
Yeah, on Monday morning, the person told me about my ham radio club having a meeting on Zoom. So I told, hello?
Yes, I'm here. I'm still here.
I told the person that, I will join the Zoom meeting because I haven't been to meetings in a little while.
Mm-hmm.
And the only person asked me another question. I said, but what is your call sign again? Because if you're a member of the radio club, you should have a call sign.
Right.
I can't remember. Then the person told me, we don't need your call sign. I just repeat that number. But I just repeat the number you gave me. So I said, but that doesn't make sense. He told me, make us, I said, listen, man, are you going to register me or not? And after I said, you're trying to hack into my phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he told me, no, I'm just going to be hacking. I just have to come to the meeting. I said, okay, I'll answer in the morning. Then I said, but you're not sounding like a Dominican. He told me, I'm from Grenada. And I said, well, you're sounding like a Grenadian neither. He had an operation in his voice. I said, okay. Since you had an operation in his voice, I said, my brother. By the time I tell you that, I put the phone down, I now recover, and I said, Ina, that I still work in Flo, he still works in Flo, call me
mm-hmm.
and ask me what is wrong. So that means they already check my information and asking for money. Another individual called me, and the same thing happened. And there was a young lady who brought me money, asking me, why you just come and ask me for the money? And I don't want money. And this is what they're doing. I got numbers of people from the state, my son in Canada, all that. They call them and say, I need money to send money for PayPal or some other kind of stuff. So I try to inform certain people on my phone that what is going on, and I give them the number that they were using, and my club put me off, and some other people, groups I were in, they had me disconnected from the... From the club because of maybe what had happened already. So I'm crying, I'm warning Dominicans, please be careful. or you answer your phone. I don't usually answer phone in the morning like the last person. See, my phone usually away from my bedroom. I don't know what devil on earth had me with it in my room that night. And they caught me.
So, again, you're here to tell the story.
I am. And I do not know what amount of damage it has done or what amount of damage it is still doing, but I asked Flo to block it, and I changed my number. So all those who know me and know my voice, I will send them messages so that they can get my number again. But I've changed that number completely.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for that story. Busy signal, unknown number, block the number.
Pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster, no answer, no private call. Who's calling me from an unknown number?
You know, who's calling me from a private number?
Nah, pick it up if it's a private
boy, boy.
Youngster, no answer, sir.
Anything for a scam. Hello, talk to me, yes?
Macho, I not so well, you know, but I really sit down and I dying laughing.
You dying?
Mas, a lady called me a Dominican, she say.
Uh-huh.
She find her number out on my, it on my number.
Right.
She put her, she get my number. There's a person don't get her, get to her.
Mm-hmm.
And she have a husband that's sick in his house. I tell her myself my own problem too. And I spent plenty money. So she tell me she wants me to give her a contract. Mother, the contract. So I said, what is that now? So when she said, come online, she call. And she talking to me, tell me her husband want to go and sing his eyes in Trinidad. And oh, she have a... She had daughter not so well. Your husband himself not so well. But she have an African friend that is studying doctor. You can't tell
me. Yes, I'm here.
That's studying doctor.
Uh-huh.
And how the doctor now want to go and collect his visa in Barbados.
Hey.
But he don't have no money. So to if he have to get the thing to bring him up, help me in a car. He don't have no money to go up there. She don't know if I could help her. Or she don't know if I can talk to Gail. Molly, I have to call Gail there just though. So I tell her, Gail, I cannot give you Gail's number and talk to Gail. But I mean, I just tell Gail that Gail tells me she's nobody's business. So today she called me again. This morning.
Uh-huh.
And she's telling me how I'm doing. And so I tell her, yes. She tell me the man want to go and spend a few weeks now in Barbados. If Gail can get somebody to put the boy up in Barbados. But I always say this, Africans is sacred matter.
Uh-huh.
So I tell her, can I give her the number? I will call Gail. But up to now, my spirit just tell me, Mama, you're not feeling so well, do not call. And I did not call. When I hear all you say that today, my people must stop that. And let me tell all you those Africans, I work hard for my money. I don't get my child to give me a dollar. I don't give my child a nice something in his life. Nobody does sit down and rob me in my money or come and take me for money because I don't have money. Dominic, people are very wicked people and he don't call me that. He said, is she not talking? So I go, after I put on, I'm going to call Gail because she tell me this morning she telling me she wanted to know. I tell her, no, I'll have to talk to Gail first. You know, I didn't want to just shame her, but it was troubling my spirit. I'd like going to call her up to them, but I don't call Gail. You see the kind of things people going through?
Wicked people, wicked.
I work hard for what I have, so all the person think I have money to give all you to and all you wrong things. I'm a hard-working person. Since like 15 years I was working. They must stop it, Matt, because they'll catch plenty of innocent people in that.
Oh, yes, they did.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Me too, I got a call, but I'm smarter than them, huh? They wanted me to join a UWE meeting. The same thing happened to me just last week. Suspect is something suspicious, and I just blocked that number. I never heard that, never seen that number before.
Yo, a regular, them keep it up. Black them girl, but they not pick it up. Some little girl has stopped me. Me ask who's calling me.
Any call from an unknown number should not be answered.
No number, nah, pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster, no answer, no private call. Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer, no unknown.
Matt, good afternoon. When you see you start getting messages and calls from 234 number, plus 234, that's Nigeria. Just know the season start. And then, most times, all the time, I just blocking those numbers. They're telling you, hola, hola, or they're giving you, asking you a kind of thing, I just blocking them. blocking them completely.
Call them, should I find me? Who's calling me from an unknown number? Me no answer, no unknown number. Now pick it up if it's a private call.
Yeah, sometimes a caller poses as someone you know or trust in order to obtain money or personal information. They often use a legitimate number to appear more realistic. These scammers are personal, have personal information, or they ask for personal information or payment of some kind to access your bank account. Huh? Take note. 211, hello, talk to me.
Hey, Mato, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon to you.
Mato, I give them people a run for their money. They tell me. I saw you here in my background. My background a little busy. Call me back in about 5 minutes.
Okay.
In 4.5 minutes, they call back. I say, oh, call me back again. But I already know already because they are trying me. I say, call me back in about 2-3 minutes, man. And then I put on my music in my transport. Let allow it to make some noise. Then they call me back in about a good 6-7 minutes. I say, but you, as you can hear, I'm still in the noise and I have to get away from the noise. But to Ed, they call me about 6 times, one being the other. And every time, so when they realize I play in the game with them as well, because I can play game well.
They stop.
Then they stop. And when they call, I block that again, man, Matu.
Well, I'm happy you have some smart people out there, but some people are actually a fall victim, you know, and realize that they have after some time. Some people actually sell the strangers some money, huh? On the telephone, hello, talk to me, huh?
Matt,
yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
Those things are happening all over. And I was listening to Dr. Phil one time because he was trying to track where some of these things are coming from.
Right.
And these people have offices like a business place, like a workplace, set up, just scamming people. And it's not just on WhatsApp alone. My information got compromised on my Facebook account. That's why I don't have a Facebook account anymore. But I was up there. I had to call the police. I had to call the FBI. I had to notify Social Security. I had to notify the Veterans Administration, my bank, and everything, so they would know what's going on in case anybody tried to do anything with my information. And then there is this thing called LifeLock, where you pay a subscription and they monitor your information that nobody else can go out there and try anything. So I went to Lowe's and I was trying to get a credit card from Lowe's, and not for hell, it would not go through. And by the time I am talking to you, Matt, LifeLock have already called me and let me know that somebody is trying to use my information. So I had to notify them that I forgot, and it's me that was trying to do something at Lowe's, but just cancel everything. So there are things that things that you can do to protect your information, that if the scammers try to use anything, it will not go through. But Dominica does not have anything, and they usually prey on the elderly people who they know that are not so
technologically savvy.
So
yeah, you're right. Yes,
if you want to say, with all this technology, but it's a big, big, big business. I just sent you something on your phone that happened in, I think, in New York, and it's not just the Nigerians alone. When you listen to it, you will hear it with a Haitian woman that was posing as a doctor and scammed Medicare and Medicaid out of $10 million.
Wow.
When you listen to it, you will hear it. So it's not just the local people. The woman was going in there posing as a doctor and taking people's information, you know, but she got caught in, you know, how America go with their business. So when you listen, you will hear it. It's a big, big business, and they come in all different kind of ways. So it's not just for the things on WhatsApp alone. They can come in many, many, many different forms. You just have to pay attention to what's going on.
Thank you. Thank you for that information again. It's 2:15. Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yeah?
Yes, Matt.
Good, good. Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
I'm here.
Okay. My sister had that same incident in the States,
mm-hmm.
in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And they got her contact, everybody she contacts with in Dominican, calling her, ask for money. Even my sister in France, they asked her for some money.
Wow.
It just happened that she didn't have money on her account, so she went to a fixed deposit she had, and she was the people were asking for $500.
Mm.
So she went to the bank. She didn't have money on her account, so she went to a fixed deposit, and they said it takes about a week plus before they transfer it to her account at the bank. And that's how she called me, and she said, did your sister call you? Our sister called you? I said, I spoke to her a few days ago. She said, but she asked me for money. Did she ask you for money? I said, let me tell you something. Don't do it. Don't do it. And she said, okay. I say you better go back to your bank and ask them not to transfer the money to your other account because it's fake. And for almost 3 weeks now, I can't hear my sister. I had to end up calling her from my long line. That's why I never cut off my phone from my house.
Mm-hmm.
I had to end up calling her that way. And she told me, my sister, I am okay, but a lot is going on right now because they call most of her friends. She have on contact. And she usually call people, but they text in.
Oh, okay.
They text. They don't call. They text and say, oh, I'm dying in need of money. I need some money to do this. I need some money to do that. And but they know she's not a texting person.
Oh, okay.
She usually make her calls. And Matt, you maybe know my voice by now.
Hmm.
And that's your cousin in my house.
Oh, okay. All right.
And that's my sister in the States.
Wow.
And she's going through a lot right now. They try to rob even her account and things. So. But she's doing okay. She tell me she's fine, so she's blocked. I cannot get in touch with her unless I call on my long line.
Well, just tell her stay safe, okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
She's okay. She
thank you.
She's okay.
Tell her I said hi. All right.
Yes. Okay.
217. 217. Somebody says, man, it happened to me on Tuesday. Looked like they scammed my church chat group on Zoom. And a guy named Michael. Michael was the one doing the calling early in the morning. Ivenia, be careful, okay? Jamaicans are very good as well, huh? Take note, be alert. Somebody's asking, can the telephone provider track these numbers? I'll have to talk to an expert from one of the providers there. It's really, really crazy. Some of these area codes must often associated with the scam. Phone calls include Cleveland, Ohio, Dallas, Texas, La Palma, California, using 657 or 469-216. Cleveland, Ohio, 469. 657, California, La Palma, 332-347. 647, New York City. 218 Northern Minnesota, 712 Western Ohio, and Nigeria 234. Take note of those numbers, okay? And there's a big scam going on there. And be very, very careful, okay?
We have to get away. Amy asks who's calling me from an unknown number. no answer, no unknown number. Nah, pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster, no answer, no private call. Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer, no unknown number. Nah, pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster, no answer, sir, no call. So how could it be? How would them a breathe? No call me phone if you know what me for seen. From a work for your feet, friends, them not let me be. Them top of phones, my own like the KGB. Yo, say if you know what
you 220,
know,
hello?
Yes, good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing?
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Matt, I was having this problem. You know how I solve it, Matt?
Tell me.
I installed an app called Robo Killer. And anyone who calls me, if they are not in my contact, they don't get through.
You say Robo Killer?
Yes.
All right. So how?
So in other words, they use a robot to call you.
Okay.
And sometimes if they call, you'll find the area code is the same, but the last seven numbers differ. That is because it roams to the next available exchange. The middle three numbers are the exchanges. The area code is the country, and then the four numbers are numbers. So they shift from that. But what I did, I was having difficulty. They would call me from 7:30 in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. And that went through till mid-December last year. I installed Robo Killer, and I have not had the problem since.
So how?
In fact, if a friend of mine calls me,
mm-hmm.
it will ask them for their name and the nature of their business. Other than that, nothing gets through.
So how?
If you are not in my contact.
How do you download
that? And I like that because I'm visual impaired, I can't see who is calling. But once I get a call, I know it is a friend, a family member, or somebody that is in my contact.
So how do you get that installed on your phone, though? That's the question.
It's an app. You can just, you can go into Google Play.
Uh-huh.
In the shop, and the app is called Robo Killer. Or, like me, I just say, okay, Google, open Robo Killer app or something like that, or download it.
Okay.
And then I install it.
Well, I'm hoping that many people are listening out there and can do the same.
But it's an app. It's a subscription app, by the way.
Okay.
My subscription is about $5 a month.
Mm-hmm.
But my peace of mind is secure. But you know, Matt, some years ago when I was in Dominica, I had the opportunity to... There was a young lady who came up to me. I knew her since, you know, in my young days in the city. And she said, you know, I got this letter there that they said I won so much money. So, but I have to send them. And she actually came to the bank to do that, you know. I asked her, did you play any lottery? Did you play any game that you won money? So if you don't win money, how are people going to send you money? I tell her, you know, you didn't have any money, just tell them, okay, send you the amount they say that is yours and keep the rest.
That's it, simple.
Keep theirs and send you the rest. And then I had another friend. There were some people in the Netherlands asking him to invest. And they kept calling him. So one day he said to me, Robo, look, man, I just got the phone call. I said, you know what, tell the guy, send you the prospectus. Just send you a prospectus. And he hasn't heard from the guy since then, you know. So I think they prey on people who probably don't understand these things, or older folks who are not in that frame of mind.
Yes, that's right.
They just hear they win money or something. Somebody die and leave money for them.
They tell you you win 100 million, but send 10,000. I say they tell you you win 100 million, but send you 10,000.
Yes.
Yes.
That sort of stuff. In fact, I remember one time there was a scam in Dominica. And I met the guy. He told me his son had this scam. And he was saying, I said, partner, let me tell you something. Apart from a real estate venture, where if you don't pay your property tax, your property tax is about $5,000 on a $400,000 home and you don't pay it.
Mm-hmm.
the county or the state or the city will sell that tax certificate to an investor. They will buy it at a discount because the county or the city or the state wants the money. A couple of years later, that investor owns your house for only $5,000. Now he turns around and he sells that $400,000 house for $450,000. So that is the only how those returns they will tell you that you will make in these investments. There are no instruments, legal instruments, in the marketplace that gives you those kind of returns. They tell you 100%, 200%, 90%. Anybody who tell you that kind of return on your money is playing with you. No investment, legal instrument gives you those kind of returns. Just information for the public.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. On Facebook, some comments. These guys use computer generated or generated numbers that can't be traced. And with today's technology, someone can be in America and have a Nigerian number. But people can put numbers wherever they are. So it's not Nigerians alone, huh? Cecilia Bedminster says they're targeting groups. They tried me and some other members of a group.
Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer no unknown number. Nah, pick it up if it's a private call.
I didn't go too far.
No answer, certain call. Yo, if you call me, phone me once the one plus the
again, Dominica, Dominicans, if you're listening, if you're private, be very, very careful. On the telephone, yes?
Yes, ma'am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, sir.
Well, Matt, I'm not left unscathed. They tried me, I mean, about a few years ago, you know. And I told them, if I win money, take from the money and send for me. They want more information. I said, if you got my phone number without me, then get my address and so without me and send whatever you have to send for me. You know, I tell them, okay, if I win 10 million, keep 5 and send 5 for me. I never heard from them. And up to today, I hear people talking about, they just get it and whatever. That happened about 4 years ago. So, yeah.
Yeah, I know, I know. If you win, if I win 100 million, I don't know nothing about. Yeah. Take 100 million and send me one. I don't need a free money like this, huh?
The system sets away, but we get away. So could it be? How would I be?
228, hello, yes.
Good afternoon, Matt. How are you doing?
How are you doing? How are you doing? How are you doing?
Good, good. All right. My name is Philip Aline, actually, and I'm from Epic Communications.
Okay.
Good to hear you. Licensed service provider. Thank you. Licensed service provider in Dominica. And I heard some of your callers have this concern regarding the scams that are going on. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is a real thing, and it's causing a lot of problems for a lot of people. I heard one of the questions being asked.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I heard one of the questions being asked as to whether or not service providers can track those numbers. Technically, it can be done, yes. But from a regulation standpoint, it has to be dealt with there. So a good person to ask some of those questions might be our local regulators, the NTRC, where that is concerned. But I would like to take the opportunity to say that Epic has telephone numbers 767-818. And a lot of people, because we are not as popular yet as we would like to be, if they see a 767-818 number, we wouldn't want you to think that it is a part of the scam or it's a foreign number.
Okay.
It is a legitimate local telephone number. So
repeat that again. 7 what?
767-818. Any numbers that you see, the area code would be 767 and the subscriber number, telco number is 818. It is a legitimate telephone number and that you should not be concerned about that number.
Well, thank you for the clarification. Maybe you should come and talk to us sometime, okay?
That sounds good. Anytime. Thanks, man.
All right, Mr. Philip. Thank you very much. Huh? All right, Dominica, we're here. Q905. We're just exploring the big scam going on right now.
We have to get away. Hey, me ask who's calling me from an unknown number. We no answer no unknown number. Nah, pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster no answer no private call. Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer no unknown number.
Somebody says, man, them bogus calls come from all over the states.
So could it be?
I get them from all states, but never answer. The Jamaican mostly target U.S. residents because of the call centers on the island. They get their information. Like Mr. Robinson just explained, a lot of us are just gullible. That is why we so easily fool or fall for these scams.
Me ask who's calling me from an unknown number. We no answer no unknown number. Now pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster no answer no private call. Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer no unknown number. Nah, pick it up if it's a private call. Gangster no answer certain call. Yo, if you call me phone, me want the one plus the area code plus the digit. Everything for sure. Cause if you're private, the number and call me and me want to see who is it. How me I gonna know? Number for sure upon the ID. Cause me don't store some of my friend name. Bling dog, my father and the son of my side. People who are make private call, them should have blind me. Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer no unknown number.
Somebody said when I call them, when I call Flo, they said there's nothing they can do. Want it on WhatsApp.
Unknown number. We no answer no unknown number. Now pick it up if it's a private.
Let me call my friend at the NTRC, huh?
Who could it be? Yeah. Said they must not up for catch me. But them tracking device gonna track me. The system set away, but we get away. So how could it be? How would them a pre? Now call me phone if you know what me for seen. Farmer work for your feet. Feds them now let me be. Them top of phones spy out like the KGB. Yo, so if you know your number black, no bother call me. Call me now go answer even from me mommy. Yo, a regular them keep it up. Black them call, but me no pick it up. Some little girl a stop me. Me ask who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer no unknown number. Nah, pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster no answer no private. Hey, me ask who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer no unknown number. Nah, pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster no answer no private call. Who's calling me?
Dominica, get ready to celebrate Mayfest 2024. We're starting May with a big bang. Part 1. On Friday, May 3rd, a Village Health Fair. Free checkups, cervical, breast, and prostate cancer checks, blood pressure, diabetes tests, and more. Come make sure your health in check. Organized by the St. Andrews Hospital Foundation USA. On Saturday, May 4th. A moment of silence. Remembering our ancestors. An ecumenical service honoring their memory at the Heroes Park from 4 p.m. Go register the name of your loved one you would like memorialized. Organized by the Marigot Working History Group. Sunday, May 5th. Tie your shoelace properly for the Westmar Invitational Track and Field event from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. with the Dominica Athletic Association at the Londonderry Playing Field. And on Monday, May 6th, bring on some more positive energy for a big family fun day from 10 a.m. at the Melvin Hall Driftwood Beach. Organized by the Marigot Community Tourism Committee. Music juggling by DJ Athi, Apute, and DJ Rams. Lots of great prizes to be won. Mayfest 2024. All roads lead to Marigot. Sponsored by St. Andrews Hospital Foundation USA. Country Style Bread, Twapiton, Digicel, the Government of Dominica, Domlec, Dominica Athletic Association, KFC, Fresh Market, Pine Hill, Belfast Limited, Big Shop, Coca-Cola, Heineken, Dutch Lady, Jays.
My biggest no.
One rifle, one matic in a dance.
Stay tuned for part 2 at the end of May.
Dinner.
It's gonna be crazy.
Yeah.
The United Workers Party, UWP.
Team Dominica and the Electoral Reform Coalition, ERC, have officially launched the first Dominica Economic Revival Summit 2024 under the theme Planning for Sustainable Growth and Development, scheduled to take place from June 4th to 6th, 2024 at the Jungle Bay Resort and Spa in Sioux Frere. The Dominica Economic Revival Summit 2024 will bring together key stakeholders, government officials, business leaders, and experts in various fields in Dominica, in the region, and globally to engage in constructive dialogue and collaboration, which will begin the process of creating a master plan to serve as a roadmap for Dominica's future development in agriculture, manufacturing, tourism, agribusiness, renewable energy, knowledge IT industries, construction, and the blue and green economy. The Dominica Economic Revival Summit opening dinner and award ceremony is on Tuesday, 4th June from 7 p.m., where nine outstanding Dominicans who have contributed to the country's development will be honored and awarded. There will also be live entertainment included, and all this for only 250 EC per person. This will be followed by the Dominica Economic Revival Summit on Wednesday, 5th June, and Thursday, 6th June from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., and which is free of charge and will include lunch and snacks. Priority will be given to sponsors and individuals and firms who have purchased dinner tickets, which will help defray the expenses associated with this high-level free economic conference. Seats at the Dominica Economic Revival Summit will be limited, so don't delay. Purchase your Dominica Economic Revival Summit dinner tickets in person with Mr. Nicholas George at telephone number 767-285-5585 or online at www.daeconsummit.com. Register for the dinner and or the two-day Economic Revival Summit before 24th May 2024. Call 767-265-0928 or log in to www.daeconsummit.com to register online or email daeconsummit@gmail.com for more information. You don't want to miss the first Dominica Economic Revival Summit 2024 dinner on Wednesday, 4th June for only 250 EC or the two-day summit dialogue on Thursday, 5th June and Friday, 6th June, free of charge, including lunch and snacks at the Jungle Bay Resort and Spa. See you there.
Somebody says, there's a saying, huh? That goes, if you play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. But if you haven't played any game, I don't expect you to win any damn prize. Switzerland is another country noted to target people as they advertise on Facebook. Tried it on my boyfriend, but the bank called him this morning and told him someone was trying to use his card on Wednesday, and it's not me and it's not him. Again, we just want to warn you, there's a big scam going on. Somebody's reporting, I just got a call from 917, but didn't answer my phone. It shows scam every time they keep calling. A big story just emerged there from Jamaica in recent times. Jamaican citizen indicted for multi-million dollar fraud. So some Jamaicans are involved. Just read that story, read Adrian Lawrence, a citizen of Jamaica, will be arraigned this afternoon in federal court in Central asleep on a six-month indictment charging him with conspiracy to commit mail and wire fraud. mail fraud and wire fraud in connection to a scheme to defraud U.S. citizens. Today's proceeding will be held before the United States Magistrate, a United States Magistrate, George Ann Shells. Lawrence was detained last month in Panama and extradited to the United States on February 8, 2023 at the request of the U.S. authorities. So it's all over the place again. Just be very, very careful, okay? Hello, talk to me on the telephone, yes?
Yes, my question, because I am not sure. With the bank here, is the money insured? Is your money insured if you have your account and whatnot at the bank?
I'm sure your money's insured. I'm sure. I mean, I don't have to ask that question. Your money should be insured if you have your money in the bank.
I'll tell you, when whatever happened to me, the person got into my bank account, took some money off. I reported it to my bank. The money was refunded to my bank with no hesitation or whatnot.
Yeah.
And they conducted their investigation. But I know in Dominica, like, I've heard people complain of missing monies in their account. And then it's like you never hear what happened again. Because if it is insured, I know, well, they have to do their investigation first. But you never hear about it if the people get their money back. And with this scamming thing, that's one of the things that happen because they can get into people's bank account too. Because even up there, they get into like hospital records where they get your people's information. It's a hacking thing. So these people are very technical and know what they are doing. So that's why I asked that question, because if it's getting here, you can expect anything to happen. What is there to secure people's money in case anything happened? That's why I ask.
I mean, from my knowledge, a lot of your monies are insured. You know that what happened to insurance in Dominica, they were not reinsured, so that can be a major problem. But I don't think our banks would roll like that. 242. Yes, I may be wrong, but I'm just saying that, you know, I'm sure your money is safe.
Hey, Matt, good afternoon. It's so funny you guys talking about that. Some time ago, I think I was in Dominica recently. When I returned, I saw a number on my phone, someone reaching out to me, telling me about a job offer. Now, I know I didn't look for no job. I didn't ask nobody for no job. So when I saw that, I just opened it up to see what it was about. And then I saw they text me back again. Honestly, I didn't read it. I just blocked the number. So there are many, many scams going out there. So people be careful. Don't open, you know, texts from people you do not know. Just be careful.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Another telephone call, yes? Are you there, caller? Caller, are you there? I'm over this call. Are you there, caller? You have to try calling me back. Somebody says you should also alert your callers that there are scammers upgrading using artificial intelligence, to make their voice sound like a family member or close relative via voice notes or phone calls begging for money, pretending to be in a desperate situation so you can send it in a hurry. Once it has to do with money, just don't fall for it. Okay, period. A very interesting afternoon here. Hello, talk to me.
Yes, Matt, it's me again.
Yes.
Matt, one comment I have to make. You know, the proliferation of this thing is because of the call centers that are located around the world.
Oh, okay.
When you call a company, you notice if you talk to five persons, each of them ask you for the same identifying information again,
mm-hmm.
and telling you it's security. Now, so you don't know if there's a compromising of your security. You don't know where is it start. Now, they do that with me. So when I call, I say, look, I want to talk to so-and-so, or if you can't provide the answer, please tell the other person that I have already provided my security information. Because I explain to them I'm visually impaired. There may be somebody outside nearby listening. If they didn't hear it the first time and I have to repeat it five times, they must have got it by now. So they are not giving me security. They are compromising the whole security. And I think they don't understand that concept. Because I ask to speak to, let's say I call Flo.
Uh-huh.
Somebody answers, identify yourself. I give them the identifier. They connect me to somebody. The person asks me again, what's your name? Okay, what's your identifying number? Blah, blah, blah. Then they connect me to somebody else. And that helps to compromise the thing. In addition to all these call centers around the world, you have no idea with whom you are talking at sometimes.
But let me ask Mr. Louis, let me ask you a question because you are a banker. You should know that. Somebody asked a question earlier. I repeat it because I think I have some knowledge about that as it relates to insurance for banking. You know, you can't lose your money. You know, when you do, you invest, say, in a bank, you can't lose money just like this. The bank lost maybe $100 million, $100,000. Do you think your money is safe because it's insured? Question.
If your money is insured, for example, in the United States, they have the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation,
uh-huh.
where deposits were insured up to $250,000 per depositor. So if you lose $1 million, you'd only get $250,000. But I think what Biden did in the case of the California guys with the FT something else, he gave them money for all the depositors, whatever money they had. But you can lose the general thing with the FDIC insurance.
So for example, Mr. Louis, if the NBD crashed, for example, and you have monies in there, is your money secured or insured?
Well, if NBD crashes, you crash. Because let me give you an example. Let us say NBD has a loan portfolio of $500 million.
Okay.
That $500 million is your deposit of maybe $1,000 you have in there.
Mm-hmm.
If they are running at 40% non-performing loans, it means that 40% of that $500 million you have there is in trouble. So you may only get 60 cents in your dollar if you are that lucky, depending on the... Because remember, most of the investment in, let us say, the National Bank is medium to long term, most of it, because it's car loans 5 years, it's mortgages 15, 25, 30 years. So you have a lot of long-term liabilities. What are your short-term assets to cover those? Mortgages are not short-term. And if you have a lot of idle cash in the bank, it is not functioning properly, you're not engaging, you're not employing your assets effectively to maintain sufficient income to run the institution.
Somebody is suggesting here that your money is insured up to, say, $250,000, and it's not all banks your money is insured. That is true, right?
That is true. It has to be a federally insured institution. And if you are not a member, for example, in the United States, international banks are not covered by FDIC. And some other special, for example, let us say you are to go into the United States and you have the National Bank of Dominica in the United States.
Okay.
The deposit in there would not be covered by the FDIC. So that is the issue. In Dominica, for example, if you have your Well, they don't have much investments per se, just real estate and car loans, and that are a little consumer loans. But I think you would get back a reasonable amount of your deposit. Get back a reasonable amount of your deposit. So that's the nature of the story. What they would have to do, and I don't know why they would have to get on the Eastern Caribbean Stock Exchange, and there would have to be sufficient businesses on the Eastern Caribbean Stock Exchange so that they could companies could buy and sell shares on the Eastern Caribbean Stock Exchange, so you could broaden the bank. One of the suggestions I had for the indigenous banks of the OECS should have form a bank holding company. So all these banks would be under one umbrella. They could be able to raise funds by selling shares. It would be, you know, like, and then you'd have branch banks of this holding company in different Eastern Caribbean states.
Well, let me just ask a specific question, huh? As it relates to insurance, because a lot of people complain to me every year that their house or mortgage insurance goes up every year. What is really going on there?
Well, the thing about insurance, people have to be careful. When you take insurance, you either insure at replacement cost or you insure it at the value it is at that point in time. If a storm comes 3-4 years later, the cost of replacing maybe your roof, for example, the price may have gone up by 50%. If your roof was valued, let's say, at $50,000, now, remember, the insurance does not give you the full $50,000. You have to have a deductible amount and things like that. So what would have happened is to replace your roof would now cost $75,000. But after they take out your deductible, you would probably receive maybe $40,000. But your roof, that is now to replace your roof, is $75,000. So you have to find $35,000 to put in there. So it is always wise that you insure at replacement cost. It may cost you a little more, but it will save you a lot of headache in the end and at the appropriate time.
All right, Mr. Lee, thank you for some of the answers you provided here this afternoon there. That's one issue we have to explore, you know, because people complain that every year their mortgage insurance get. More expensive. Maybe we'll talk to some insurance sometime soon about that, huh? Because this year you might pay $2,700, the next year you might pay $3,300. I did tell you I'd try to get in touch with the head of the NTRC, Mr. Nesty, as it relates to the scam that's going on there with many callers out of Nigeria, which Jamaica, some say. Ask the question that was asked this afternoon is whether you are able through some providers to trace the numbers that call your phone. Craig Nestes is here. He's the head of the NTRC in Dominica. Craig, good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Matt. Good afternoon to your listeners.
Well, I'm happy you could join me. Last week, it was a week of technology. A very interesting exhibition going on. Again, this week, we're talking about technology as well. So, Mr. Craig, what was your take on what's going on in terms of the scam that everybody's talking about?
Well, I wasn't really following your conversation, but I'm aware that there's some telephone scams going on with WhatsApp. Recently, someone did call me with a 611 number that was originally assigned to Mr. I can't really say who it was assigned to, but it was assigned to a government employee. And they tried to get me to send them some money. I knew that that number was not allowed in circulation anymore because the number was starting with 611. And all numbers like 411, 611, 911, they're specially reserved for special services. So we had to ask Digicel to remove those block of numbers from services. So I was surprised that someone was contacting me on WhatsApp on a 611 number. So that basically goes to show that the number is there that's showing up on your telephone may not necessarily be the number that the call is originating from, because they're using all kinds of SIP technology, IP phone services, where they can spoof a telephone number. They can make the number appear to be any number they want it to be.
Okay.
Basically.
So can you trace these numbers?
Well, everything can be traced, but in order, some with more difficulty than others. In order to trace that particular call, you would need the cooperation of the telecommunications providers. They would need to basically do a reverse lookup on the calls. Normally, the telcos, they track the calls from a subscriber to a receiving party so they can bill you. So that's what their billing system is designed to do. Track when Matt makes a call, how long did Matt send the call, and then they attribute a cost to that call for Matt. What you're asking them to do now is find out when Matt received the call and who called Matt and where did that call originate from. So they would know.
But can you, for example, if somebody called you, you don't know the number, can the provider trace that call back, for example, to Dominica, the number's calling from Dominica?
Well, it depends, because if the call originated over IP, at some point it has to hit a gateway for it to get into what we call the public service telecommunications network. So it can originate from IP, it can originate anywhere in the world. Now, the gateway may be in Dominica, and from that gateway, it jumps over to Flow network and then jumps to you. But because it's coming from that gateway, and then you have a lot of people who do funny things like SIM boxes. They buy a whole set of SIM cards and they install them in a box that's connected to the internet. And you can make a call from anywhere in the world, terminate on that box, and that box then calls the number in Dominica. And the call looks like it's coming from Dominica, but it's coming from anywhere in the world. Right. So in order to track these things, you would definitely need a concerted effort. You would need a collaborative effort with the providers, the victims, the law enforcement, and so forth.
That's a very interesting one. Again, Mr. NTRC, we will talk again soon. We can provide more information when they come, okay? Thank you again.
We can probably do a whole conversation on at some point, if you're up to it.
Yeah, we will sometime next week, because people are asking questions with what is going on now with all these, these scams going on around the world, especially in Dominica in recent times.
All right. Well, I'm available anytime.
Thank you, Mr. Neste. Thank you. Somebody saying, Matt, last night a 611 number called me and asked me if I can arrange to send him $800, huh? $800? In this dry guava season? My friends, be very careful out there, huh? Again, just a warning to you. Don't answer private numbers. Okay? I'll be back on your radio, if God is willing, tomorrow morning, setting the tone for the entire weekend. It's a holiday weekend.
We no answer no unknown number. Nah, pick it up if it's a private call. Youngster no answer no private call.
We have a few minutes before we flow with Flo this afternoon. Hello, yes?
Hello, good afternoon, Matt.
Good afternoon to you.
How are you?
Well, a little busy.
Okay, good, good. Thank you. Interesting topic. The question I wanted to ask is, I'm going to use the credit union as an example.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've got an account at the credit union. And one day I went there. You know, it did not happen to me. Just an example. I want to ask a question.
Okay.
And some money missing. But when they investigated, they hacked into my account.
Oh, yes.
Who is accountable for my account?
It must be the credit union.
I wonder.
Must be. If something happened in your credit union, you must be responsible.
Yes, the credit union investigate, and they found out that somebody used my email address. You know, maybe my information was leaked, and somebody got hold of that information, and they used that because we know what the young people can do in IT nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if my money will be refunded in that case.
Well, I know a lot of people who, you know, have accounts at the credit unions, and you know, some people, especially when they're an older folk, they never, you know, they're never interested in getting monies from their accounts. So somebody within the credit union structure usually monitor what's going on and take some of the money out. So you have to keep looking and monitoring your accounts all the time, huh?
Yes, yes. But what I'm saying, in the case where it was hacked and money missing, who is going to be responsible?
I'm saying it should be the credit union or the financial institution, whatever
so
it is.
So, Matt, maybe you could get somebody from the credit union. That's an interesting topic, you know.
Yes, I will do. I will do.
Especially for the elderly folks, you know. And people should be aware, not everything. Some people like to open anything on their phone.
That's true. That's true.
You know, and some people. I mean, come on, Matt, you did not play the lottery, and all of a sudden somebody tell you you win a money and you fall into that,
and you have to send money for them, and you don't.
I know, but you did not play any lottery.
That's it, mommy.
Or if any family member play on your behalf, they could send to tell you, well, anyway, I played such and such a few on your behalf.
Yes.
Anyway, thank you.
Have a nice afternoon, okay?
Try and get somebody from
we'll do that.
The credit union for us to ask some questions.
Okay, no problem.
Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer no unknown number. Now pick it up if it's a private call. Gangsta no answer certain call.
Somebody likes the phrase, in this dry guava season.
Said they must not help for catch me. But them tracking device gonna
I'm a next stop.
The system set away, but we get away. So how could it be? How would them a pre? Now call me phone if you know what me for seen. Farm a work for your feet. Friends them now let me be. Them tapping phones fire out like the KGB. Yo, so if you know your number black, no bother call me. Come and I go answer even if I'm a mommy. Yo, a regular them keep it up. Black them call, but me no pick it up. Some little girl a stop me. Me ask who. Who's calling me from an unknown number? We no answer, no unknown.
It's time for Flo Dominica.
Pick it up if it's
very interesting conversation. Hello, talk to me, yeah? On the telephone? Sorry.
Speeds and biggest savings on Dominica's most reliable network. Sign up now or upgrade to a Flow Fiber internet package and get 1 month free internet service. Add a postpaid mobile to your package and save 50% off your mobile bill every month. Plus, get a smartphone absolutely free. Rozo, are you ready for the Flow Fiber Fast internet experience? To build speed, visit the Flow flagship store or call 440-3569 for more information.
When a stroke occurs, you have 60 minutes to win or lose the race of your life.